Throughout the pandemic, theater organizations have been struggling to find a delivery system that might replicate the live theater experiences. Few would have assumed that radio shows would have found itself part of the solution. But here we are. In March, two area theater companies are streaming plays produced in the form of a radio show, and a third is releasing audio versions of plays that were written for the stage. Homemade Theater in Saratoga Springs is producing three short melodramas, and the Theater Institute at Sage College is streaming the classic mystery, 39 Steps. Williamstown Theater Festival made a decision last year to offer their 2020 summer season in the form of audiobooks. The final three plays of the seven-play series will be released on March 25th, April 1st, and April 8th. In separate interviews, the directors of Homemade Theater and TIS say the concept is logical for many reasons. First and foremost, it is safe. The actors will all have their own space and can be separated by 6 feet, which makes performing without a mask permissible. Constant testing for COVID adds to the security. And two, it offers a format tailor-made for filming. David Baker, a professor of theater at Sage, directed A Christmas Carol that streamed in December. For the sake of diversity and simplicity, he thought a less busy format with actors stationary would work for 39 Steps. Diane O'Neill, who is directing for Homemade Theater, agrees. The three melodramas which were selected are her first experience with filming, and she describes the learning process as a vertical learning curve. It's a process she is enjoying immensely, as is a nice reminiscence for her. She is of the age that when growing up, radio was the only entertainment in homes. It's fun to recreate those shows, she says. A special pleasure, one she expects the audience to appreciate as well, is having an actor at a separate station creating sound effects. It's an opportunity for viewers to see how ingenious many of those shows were, she says. Again, Baker agrees. He too is having an actor create sound effects. Both shows will have actors in period pieces representing the 1930s and 40s, and in each, actors will play multiple characters, so changes in voice will be important. While in production, elements are the same, but there is a difference in material. O'Neill has consciously chosen melodrama. She describes the form as delightful and silly. It's all about having fun, she says. The three plots of the story support her theory. Policing the Flock and the Cheesecake Factory on March 21st are about young heroines, destitute widows, and dastardly cats. The Cheesecake Factory is about securing the secret family recipe for making cheesecake from a diabolical man trying to put them out of business. As O'Neill tells it, the recipe created by Graham Cracker is at risk. The first two shows run 15 to 20 minutes each, but the final show, Magic Merrill's Miracle Makeover Mush, takes about 45 minutes. O'Neill calls it a hoot, as it's about a 46-year-old man claiming to be 86. He is selling the phony elixir that keeps him looking young. What is especially intriguing in the material is the heroine untypically aspires to be a sheriff, a goal which is put to the test in a comical way. 39 Steps is perhaps best known as the 1935 Alfred Hitchcock spy film. In 2012, it was adapted into a five-character play, with four of the actors playing all the roles from the film. This work, written by Joe Landry, takes the same approach. However, Baker insists that the espionage elements in the work are secondary. He compares it to other Hitchcock films that are termed mysteries, but are really adventures about a man and a woman who are strangers and flee together from bad guys. It's good fun, he says. Everyone gets it immediately. That's one of the reasons it works so well in a radio format. 39 Steps is also short, running about 45 minutes, which Baker feels is perfect, pointing out that the original program rarely took more than an hour. It's hard to categorize this style of entertainment. Is it theater offered online in the style of a radio show, or is it a radio show with visuals? Either way, they promise to be fun. The Homemade Theater on the air plays 7 p.m. through March. Tickets are available per show or for a package of three. Access is available at homemadetheater.org or 518-587-4427. At Theater Institute at Sage, 39 Steps is available through March 26th at 518-244-2248 or theater.sage.edu. Williamstown audio plays are available at wtfestival.org. This is Bob Gufford from the Troy Record.